God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible. Shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
We keep looking for God to move in one direction, but he's got another door open, and you got to be willing to move to the other line. Folk don't understand it, but be willing to move to a new place. I said this morning, I went to a basketball game last week, and we were standing in a line, and the line was quite long. And one of the ushers came over and said, those of you that have a ticket, you can go in the other line. He said it was shorter. Nobody knew that line was shorter because it was on the other side of the building. We walked over to the other side of the building and got in easier than the people who were standing in the other line. Sometimes you've got to let God take you to another line, and you'll find he'll be there waiting. You get discouraged in the long line. You get discouraged when you hold on to the line of your grandparents, the line of your parents, trying to do it their way. No, go to the other line where the crazy people are who know how to get a praise through. Maybe what your parents did was good for their generation, but there's a new sheriff in town. There's a new anointing coming on us. There's a new power coming on us. Don't remember the old stuff. Grab a hold of something new. You can walk on clouds, ride on chariots, cast out devils, beat back forces of darkness, use your weaponry, call on the name of your God until things change.
Don't remember the former things, neither consider. Consider here means to rationalize. Don't hold on to your old things and rationalize them. Don't start accepting them to the point where you go backwards. No, 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 no. Forget that stuff. Well, that's how Bethel used to be. Well, that ain't how we are. Saying, Bethel used to be friendly. We never been friendly. And those of you that have been here a long time, you know it. Not a biblical precedent. We the friendly church. Pastor told me one time, he said, I was at your church. He said, your church is a word church. Y'all don't do all the singing and all the other. You just a word church. He said, you spend more time preaching than the choir. Because the choir is supposed to sing longer to get the people ready. I said, nah. We a word church. But what's wrong with that? See, some of you are like, I ain't saying nothing. I wish the choir would sing longer. They just give us an A and B selection and sit down. Nah, we need them. We need them to go longer. Because we look at things and we draw these conclusions from old mindsets. Watch this. Something the Lord said to me the other day. And he always talks to me and expects me to put it in a sermon. When are you supposed to stop wearing white? After Labor Day. Who said that? Who told you that? And why do you do it? Who told you that? Who told you your socks are supposed to match? Listen. Who told you that? Your culture. You sit there and say, certain things don't go together. Who told you that? I was raised in a dispensation where if you wore a striped shirt, you did not wear a polka dot tie. That was an anathema. But somebody posed on the cover of GQ magazine, and everybody caught it on. And now they're wearing stripes with polka dots, squares. I was taught that your pocket square, if it wasn't white, it had to match the tie. Now Steve Harvey will wear a purple tie and an orange pocket square. And we have made ourselves say it looked good. Who told you? Who told you that when you get to be 65, you're supposed to stop working? Who told you? I said this morning. The prefix re When you take tires to the tire store and they retread that tire, they put treads on so you can use it. You serve a God that doesn't call anybody till they're 80. Abraham was 100. God said, I'm going to make you a great nation. Excuse me, we done with that part of our life. Nah, I'm not done. You're going to be the father of a great nation, even though your body is saying you don't have any sperm. But I didn't say it. Sarah's body was saying no more eggs. But God said, I didn't say it. I'm getting ready to do something new. I'm 35 years old. In school for a doctorate in forensic psychology. Fluent in Italian. Studying Russian. This is the stage of my life at 35 that I shouldn't be doing all this. But somebody forgot to tell my brain. Why are you sitting down and not moving forward into a new destiny? God did not fill you with his spirit to sit there and watch how it's done. I'm getting ready to do something new. I see 10, but there's more than that. There's 10 of you in here with the gift of healing. You know it. God knows it. And now I know it. And now you know I know it. And now I know you know that I know it. And you've been sitting on it because you've been waiting for God to show you what to do. And God says, I'm waiting on you to pray for people. Now, here's what the devil will do. The devil will recognize that gift in you. But then you'll watch other people do it and get angry that you're not doing it. But they're doing it. You're scared. Well, what if they die? Then it was their time. But if I got the gift of healing, it's called a gift, baby. It ain't called definite. That doesn't mean everybody you pray for is going to get up. I got a news flash for you. Jesus raised Lazarus after 4 days of death, but he died again. And nobody raised him the second time. When it's your time, it's your time. I see 10 that have the gift of healing. The healing power of God's floating around you. You feel it, you know it. And this is how you know it. Because you get a strange level of compassion every time you're confronted by serious sickness. It weighs on your soul. You feel something. Because compassion is a word that means from the bowels. You feel something down in here. And then you will pray for that person from a distance. Here's what the Lord is saying. Stop praying for the person and command the healing. See, when we pray in most instances, it's because we're unsure. And we pray and say, God, in the name of Jesus, touch him. No, you have that gift. You are God's representative right there for that situation. And he lets you hear it. He's doing something new. Everybody's not coming here to be delivered. Some people are going to get delivered at home. Some people are going to get delivered by surprise. But it's because of people with that burden and that gift. There's some prophetic people that stop prophesying because they're not invited to the group. What's that got to do with God? I'm a pastor, but I don't go to everything pastoral. Doesn't mean I'm ornery. It just means this is where God has me. Read the rest of that passage. He said, look, I'm getting ready to do something new. But watch this. Here's the key. He says, will you know it? Do you know that if you're in a relationship with somebody and you break up, do you know that the breakup is never going to catch you by surprise? You know you know it. How do you know when God is doing something new? Here it is. You're uncomfortable. Anything new represents discomfort. You get expectant because it's something new. You say, I believe God, but for what? It's new. Christopher Columbus was being told in school that the earth was flat and that there was nothing beyond the horizon.
And in 1492, Christopher Columbus said, nah, I don't see that. I see something else. He had no computers. Man had not yet tapped into the machines to see the topography of the earth. He saw it in his mind. He refused to hold on to the old mindset. And he said, nah, there's something else. So he went to King Philip. He said, hey, Phil. He said, there's a land beyond what we see. He said, I need you to help a brother out and give me some money so I can have this expedition. And Philip said, I can't give you no money, brother. No, I ain't backing no fool. We all know that if you sail over, you're going to just drop right off. So he went to Isabella. Isabella, he said, hey, babe, listen. Listen, I know you've been looking at me. Every time I come to the court, you like my pedal pushers. Won't you help me out? It is a known fact that women are more visionary than men. And that's why God said it's not good for man to be alone, because he can't see a thing. And so he gave him a wife, not to dominate him, not to emasculate him, but to increase his vision. Amen. See, when a man has a good woman, she encourages him to do what he doesn't think he could do. But then the devil gets in the woman, and she starts putting him down. You ain't no good. Ain't none of the men in your family been no good. All of y'all just a bunch of lazy bums. I should never have married you. I should have married so-and-so, because at least he got 3 gas stations. You sweeping up the street. You don't have nothing going for you. And now he feels like that. Now, no man in the street can make him feel that way, but his rib gives him gas. And he can't move because she's, but if she was visionary and he comes home and says, oh, my business looks like it's going to fail. And she's cooking on the stove and he comes in and she says, how was your day? And he says, oh, it was horrible. Looks like I'm going to lose the business. You see, a visionary woman, and Eve, will turn that pot off and walk over to him and say, oh, baby, that's okay. God's got another door. You're going to make it. Ain't no way in the world my man is going to be a failure. Now, he'll walk away and come up with a dream for a new business.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
12217P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.